The Dartmoor Murders by Stephanie Austin, read by Nicola Burgess. Chapter 1. There's nothing like a dead body for adding weight to a wardrobe. It wasn't in the wardrobe when I bought it, of course. There was nothing in it then but a lonely wire coat hanger and a faint smell of mothballs. I didn't want to buy the thing in the first place, but the crafty old bugger wouldn't sell me what I really wanted unless I took the wardrobe too. I'd only met Fred Crick the day before I bought it. I'd been in Ashburton, minding my own business, walking past Keepsake's antique shop. I'd slowed down for a sneaky look in the boxes of junk arranged on the pavement outside when Ron and Sheila spotted me and beckoned me in. I had to remember to stoop slightly as I entered. I'm tall. The ceiling is low and made even lower by all the paraphernalia hanging from the beams. Glass fishing floats hanging clusters like giant Christmas tree baubles. I've tangled my hair in chandelier drops before now, and I nearly brained myself on a copper preserving pan the last time I'd come in. Entering Keepsake's at all had become a hazardous experience. The sheer quantity of clutter makes it dim inside the shop. And at first, it wasn't easy to distinguish Fred from the...